Okay, Shkoich. In addition to that, the sponsorship is always want to acknowledge the Froelich Financial Group, who sponsored the afternoon kolo. We're going to have to tell them they have to give more now that we're adding a fourth day to the afternoon kolo. Even more bang for their buck of supporting Torah. We're going to continue part two, hopefully finish it. We'll see how far we get of what we began last time, which is understanding the relationship of the Tefillin Shel Yad and the Tefillin Shel Rosh. We saw it's a machlokas rishon, a machronim, whether Tefillin are considered to be one mitzvah or two separate mitzvahs. There's a contradiction between Gemaras, what seems to be like a stira between the Gemaras. On the one hand, we saw the Mishnah, we'll just fly through these early sources. The Mishnah Menachos told us that Tefillah Shel Yad and Ma'akevet Shel Rosh, Rosh and Ma'akevet Shel Yad, the two separate tefillos, Tefillin, are not Ma'akev one the other. If all you could wear are on the arm, not the head, or just the head, not the arm, you fulfill that limited mitzvah even though you can't fulfill the other. On the other hand, the Gemara here in Brachos, and Daf Samach Amid Beis, tells us, and this is following the order of the way that one gets dressed in the morning. Ki monach Tefillin Adare, Lema Baruch HaShikshon Mitzvah Tzivan, Lanyach Tefillin. You put your arm Tefillin and you make one bracha. Tefillin Areshe, you put your head Tefillin on, Lema, you make another bracha. V'HaShikshon Mitzvah Tzivanu Al Mitzvahs Tefillin. And that strongly suggests that these are two separate mitzvahs, both of these. So the Mishnah that says they're not ma'akev one another, and the Gemara here that says they two separate brachos, both strongly imply and suggest that these are two separate mitzvahs. What throws a wrench is this other Gemara in Menachos, Daf Lamed Vav. And the Gemara here talks about sach bein tefila l'tefila. What happens if you speak in between putting on the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh? And the Gemara has a shakla v'tarya, goes back and forth. And there is a machlokas here between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, how to understand the Gemara. Rashi says what the Gemara here means is normally you only make one bracha. One bracha, laniach tefillin, applies both to the arm and the head. If you spoke, then you have to make a separate bracha on the tefillin of the head. Whereas Rabbeinu Tam disagrees, we saw Taisus lo sach mevarach achas, sach mevarach shtayim. He quotes Kuntros, he quotes Rashi the Zayda, and then he disagrees. And he says, Rabbeinu Tam perish lo sach mevarach achas l'shel rosh. Lost my place. Al mitzvah tefillin, shazui brachoso, sach mevarach beis l'shel rosh. And so on and so forth. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees, and he says, normally you make two brachas. Laniach tefillin on the arm, al mitzvah tefillin on the head. What did the Gemara mean when it said, if you spoke in between, you make two brachas on the head? It meant that even though you made a lahaniach on the arm, if you spoke between the arm and the head tefillin, then you have to make a second lahaniach in addition to an al mitzvah tefillin on the head tefillin. We saw the Mechaber paskind how? We saw Rav Yosef Kara paskins like Rashi, the Rif, and the Rambam. The Ramah disagrees in paskins like Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh. And so it's a machlokas Rishonim and a machlokas Mechaber and Ramah. How we paskin? Svarim make one bracha on both the arm and the head, and assuming they don't talk between. Ashkenazim make two brachas, one on the arm and one on the head. And if you talk, then you make two brachas on the head. And that was one of the things we have to come back to this week, how to understand Rabbeinu Tam. I understand the notion of making two separate brachos, which we saw, one of the Rishonim understands the machlokas between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, machlokas between the Rif and Rambam and the Rosh, is our tefillin one mitzvah or two? If it's two mitzvahs, it gets two brachos. If it's one mitzvah of two parts, then it might get one bracha. And that was a machlokas in the Monei HaMitzvah. So the Rambam counts two separate mitzvahs, tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. And the Baha'i counts it as one mitzvah made up of two separate parts. And the Rashba says, what's the machlokas Rambam and Baha'i? Is the same machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. Namely, is tefillin one mitzvah made up of two parts, or is tefillin two mitzvahs altogether? Adkan we saw last week. We also saw a great discussion, a big chiddush of Aruch HaShulchan, that the Ramah says, what should you do? Put on the tefillin shel rosh, make the bracha of al mitzvahs tefillin, tighten the tefillin, and immediately, right away, say Baruch Shein Kvod Malchus Olam Yolam Va'ed, and the Mishnah Berurah understands why you're doing that. It is the quintessential hedge. You're hedging. If, in fact, it demanded a second bracha because it's two separate mitzvos, so then there was nothing wrong with making the bracha. But if, in fact, the Rambam's right, it's one bracha, the Rashi's right, it's one mitzvah, one bracha, then what do you do about the potential bracha levatala that you said a second bracha, al mitzvah tefillin? That's what Baruch Shein Kvod does, is it protects you in case you shouldn't have made that separate bracha. But we asked on the Mishnah Berurah, we don't find in halacha that we hedge elsewhere. We have machloksim, tanam, tanoim, amaron, mishonim, achronim, mechaber, amah, and we don't find this notion, I'll tell you what, make the bracha, but hedge, say Baruch Shein. For example, we make a bracha on a chatzi hala. We make a bracha on a minug. The Ramah says too, Mechaber Paskins like Rambam and those who say you can't make a bracha on a minug. So why don't we say Baruch Shem after the bracha we make on a chatzi halal? We don't say Baruch Shem. And there are many, many other examples. We make a bracha. There's a machlokas rishonim and a machlokas mechaber amah. If a woman volunteers a mitzvah seisha azman grama, can she make a bracha? Can she volunteer mitzvah seisha azman grama? Does she make a bracha? Mechaber says she doesn't. Svarad and Paskin, you don't. And the Ashkenazim follow the Ramah that you can. A woman who volunteers a mitzvah seisha azman grama, a time-bound mitzvah, does make a bracha when she volunteers that mitzvah. Aye, why don't we tell women? I'll tell you what. Say Baruch Shem. Make the bracha on the lulav you're not really obligated in, and say Baruch Shem Kvod Machasol Ilom Vayri immediately. Why? That way you'll hedge. In case you really shouldn't have made it, in case you paskin like the Machabed. Machabed is right, the Ramah's wrong. Hedge. So why do we find we don't hedge anywhere else in Halacha? All we're hedging is here when it comes to the Tefillin. And we saw a beautiful pshat in the Aruch HaShulchan, an enormous chiddush in the Aruch HaShulchan, who said that we made a mistake, we're making a faulty assumption. We assume that we're reciting two Birchas HaMitzvah, that L'Haniach Tefillin is a bracha, a Birchas HaMitzvah on the arm Tefillin, and our mitzvah Tefillin is a Birchas HaMitzvah on the head Tefillin. But that's a mistake. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, the bracha of Al-Mitzvah's Tefillin is a Birchas Hoda'ah. Nearly the Birchas Al-Mitzvah's Tefillin is a bracha Hoda'ah. One wears tefillin, and the main reason to wear tefillin, the main time to wear tefillin, is when we recite Shema. Just like when you say Shema, Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim is followed by Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Ol Ilon Va'ed. We learn from the Medrash the story of Yaakov and his sons. So too, when you put the tefillin Shel Rosh on, which the main time to say it is when you are putting on the main time to say Shema is when you're wearing the tefillin. So you say Baruch Shem for the same reason. So Aruch HaShulchan has a huge chiddush that why are we saying Baruch Shem? Not the Mishnah Berurah's reason to hedge on the extra bracha, but rather an altogether different reason of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. The Ha'alef HaShlomer of Shlomo Kluger wondered, if the Mishnah Berurah is correct, obviously it came before the Mishnah Berurah, but if that Svarah is correct, that the reason the Ramah says you make a Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Ol Ilon Va'ed is to hedge in case you weren't supposed to make the bracha, would you answer Amen if you hear someone else make a bracha on Mitzvah Tefillin? So Mitzvah Shem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu paskened otherwise this morning by making it rain, but tomorrow we'll get together for Shacharis once again. And it won't happen yet because we have to come with our talis and tefillin on. But a mitzvah Hashem, b'mehera v'yameinu, will be able to put talis and tefillin on in front of one another. And you'll hear somebody make a bracha l'aniach tefillin. Do you answer amen? Avadi answer amen. They made a bracha, birchas ha-mitzvah. You should pronounce a proud amen. You hear them make the bracha al-mitzvah tefillin when they put on their head tefillin. Do you answer amen? Azay is the kasha. Here it says of Shlomo Kluger, maybe you shouldn't. If the Ramah's right, the person themselves is hedging, maybe they shouldn't have made the bracha. The person themselves is concerned, maybe it's a bracha levatala. They shouldn't say Al Mitzvah's Tefillin so much so they make a bracha shame right after. Then maybe you shouldn't answer Amen after their bracha. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, Halef Lecha Shlomo, no problem. That's not called an Amen Yesoma. That's a proper Amen. When do you not answer Amen? When a kofer, when a Nachri says a bracha to Avodah Zara Chas V'Shalom, that's when you can't say Amen and somehow suggest or imply as if you're saying ditto to their bracha. But when a Yid says a well-intentioned Lashma bracha, even if it's a bracha in a makom of Safek, that's not an Amen Yisoma, says of Shlomo Kluger, there's no problem with that Amen whatsoever. However, the Yalkut Yosef, Rav Avadya, disagrees. And that's what we're up to. You can look along in the source sheets on page 14 or on the screen share if you're following along with the Zoom comfortably at home, protected from the Gishmei Bracha. So Rav Avadya disagreed. Rav Avadya, first of all, paskin that Sfaradim only make one Bracha, not two. Ulam, we're in paragraph Nun Gimel. Simel Chafei, Nun Gimel. Ha'ashkenazim avarcham ha'tfilin sh'rosh ha'mitzvah tfilin. V'nogu levarach bracha zu balachash. Rav Avadya recognized the Ashkenazim have a different Mesorah, that we make two brachas. But he says the second bracha, say it quietly. Why? It's a service to all the people around you. How is it a service to the people around you? Because you are helping them avoid the conundrum, the halachic dilemma. Do they answer Amen? On the one hand, we paskin, Ramah paskins like Rabbeinu Tam and the Rush. It's a bona fide, legit bracha, mitzvah tefillin. On the other hand, after all, the Mechaber paskin like Rashi, Rif, and Rambam. And therefore, maybe it shouldn't make the bracha. To help them avoid the dilemma, whether to answer Amen, Nagu Levarach Bracha Balachash. And if a person said it out loud, he says you should not answer Amen. Now, how does Baruch Shem Kvod work? That's what we are up to. That's where we left off last week. How does Baruch Shem Kvod help? Let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah, not the Aruch HaShulchan. Rav Yechiel Michal Epstein, the Halakha Aruch HaShulchan, offered a wonderful chiddush that Baruch Shem has nothing to do with hedging and halacha. It has to do with Kriya Shema and Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shemayim. But let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah, and let's go back to the Pasha Pshat in the Ramah, that the reason you say Baruch Shem after Al Mitzvah's Tefillin is in order to hedge in case you're not supposed to make that bracha. How exactly does that work? How does that work? So Rav Avadya, here's a long essay in Yalkut Yosef, you can look it on your own, but the bottom page 16. Makor divrei haramah she'omer baruch shem acher birchas al mitzvah tefillin, hu midivrei Mari ben Chaviv. The Ramah didn't come up with this, it was based on a Rishon. Shenag lo maracha baruch ha'shniyah baruch shem kvod machuzo, hu bebeis Yosef ikshar lov zem amonav shach. Im tzorach levarach rak baruch ha'achas, haray baruch ha'shniyah baruch levatala. Hu mahir viach b'ma she'omer baruch shem. So the Beis Yosef asks on the Mari ben Chaviv, and he says, how do you help yourself by making the baruch shem? If in fact you're not supposed to make a second bracha, it's a bracha levatala. We don't allow you to make a bracha levatala and rely on saying baruch shem right after. It's still a bracha levatala. Because of the sfir leishem mevarchem shtei brachos umashenag glomer baruch shem yishem ravcha demilsa lahotzi atzma mikol pikpuk kevin sheyesh omer sheim mevarchem ala bracha achas uladaita am bracha shni bracha levatala ein sham. So the Beis Yosef says it must be according to the Ramah. Beis Yosef is not commenting on the Ramah, but it must be according to Mari ben Chaviv. The reason that you're saying Baruch Shem is why, really, Mikra din we paskin, the second bracha is warranted, it's mandated. We paskin really like the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rush. Why are you saying Baruch Shem? Because in order to avoid the whole pikpuk, the whole tumult of whether you make two brachas or one, say Baruch Shem. Because of our prima gadam shiyamar apasa Baruch Shem is achri in Nech Tvelin. Tim loki and avihafsik. You have to say it right away. The Lavush leaves it out. The Lavush paskins explicitly, like the Ramban says, just full force. Just say the second bracha. No need to hedge. No need to have apologetics. Why did the Lavush leave it out? Says that Leo Rabba, the reason Levush let it out is it's going to lead to another halachic challenge. What? Because if you extrapolate, well, just like when I put on my head tefillin and I make the second bracha and there's controversy around the second bracha, the way I avoid the controversy is saying Baruch Shem, so too in general. I'll always hedge on making the bracha and I'll just say Baruch Shem and then you'll end up taking God's name in vain. You make one bracha, and the Ben Ishchai, and so on and so forth. So now, he goes through the Chakira. Says Rav Avadya the following. And we'll see Rav Avadya talks about this, and Rav Asher Weiss talks about it, and Shlomo Zalman Arbach talks about it, and so on. Kvar kasavnu b'yalkud Yosef al hichas brachas. Im amiras baruch shem for machosahu bebechinas tikun gomor lebracha levatala, havi ki'ilu lo birach bracha levatala, o dilmadu tikun purta avalo tikun gomor. Here's the chakira, the classic chakira, a little lumdus for the Halakha afternoon kailul. You ready? How does baruch shem work? Says of Avadya, here's the chakira. Does baruch shem work that if you said a bracha levatala, but you follow it immediately with Baruch Shem Kvad Machusoli Olam Va'ed, you therefore made it that it wasn't a bracha levatala? If you continue with Baruch Shem, you have annulled, you have somehow avoided it being a bracha levatala, or no? Maybe it's a full-fledged, bona fide bracha levatala. However, you made a tikkun right after the bracha levatala by the fact that you praised Hashem's name, you made a tikkun. Purta, it's a small tikkun, it's a small takana. Where does it come from altogether, this idea that if you're not sure about a bracha, to avoid a bracha levatala, you say baruch shem? It is a beferish Yerushalmi. Mandanasav termusa mevarach ilavei v'nafal minei mahu. Amar b'tanchum tzarech lomar baruch shem v'machzor ilam v'ed. Shalohiz k'shem shemayim levatala. If you're in a case of a bracha, you made the bracha and then you dropped the food, you lost the food. You made the bracha and then there's a case where it would turn out to be a bracha levatala. Sug the Yerushalmi, what should you do? Right away you say, Baruch Shem. V'cheinu b'Rambam, the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, the fourth parak writes, Natal ochel b'irach v'nafal miyado. You took food and you made a bracha. And then I haven't been able to play golf in a very long time. But sometimes when you leave your snack in the golf cart, a bird will fly in and literally mamish take your whole snack and fly away. So let's say you're walking up to your golf cart and you made a bracha. Borei minim izonos. You're so excited to sink your teeth into the snack that you prepared for your golf outing. And just as you reach for the food, a bird swoops down, takes the food, flies away. And now you're standing there. Literally, you made a bracha. And you have no food for the bracha to be chal on. What should you do? So the Rambam says, Chozer mevarach alav, afa pishu me'oso amin. You make another bracha. V'tzarach lomar, baruch shenik v'machosol yolom v'era, bracha rishona. Kiddush lehotzi shem shemayim lebatala. So first of all, it demands a new bracha. There's a hefsek. But second of all, you have to say a baruch shem in order to repair the fact that you made a bracha lebatala. V'chein kasav oed b'hilcha shvuos, the Rambam again says it there. Imta b'loshen v'hotzi shem lebatala. You made an oath. And you said, you took God's name in vain. Yemaher miyad. The Rambam says immediately. V'yishabech v'yifar v'yihadir lo. And praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kidei shel yizkor levatala. Ketzad. How do you fulfill immediately miyad and shabech yifar yihadir? By saying, Baruch Shem Kvar Machos Olam Va'ed. O Godol Hu Mehulam Va'od Yuchiyot Zeybo Kidei shel yizkor levatala. So here the Rambam in Hechos Shavuos says two important significant things. First of all, he says the Baruch Shem should be miyad immediately. And second of all, he says, what is its purpose? Yishabech yefa'er v'yehader. Why? Kidei shelo yizkor levatala. U'mashmedu tikun gomer l'mashotzim piv she'im Hashem levatala. So for the Rambam, it sounds like you just took God's name in vain. How can you undo the fact that you took it in vain by now taking it with meaning? By saying, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Va'ed. So true, you flirted with taking Hashem's name in vain. How do you undo having taken it in vain? By immediately following up with Baruch Shem. So this Chakira, where the Rambam is one side of the Chakira, the Rambam is saying, Baruch Shem comes to undo the Bracha Levatala. The other side says, you can't undo it. Once you've taken his name in vain, you've taken his name in vain. All you can do is try to do an episode, small repair. You took his name in vain, so offer now praise. So this Chakira might be Takei Machlokas Rishonim. Heviu Divir HaRambam and Ava Divir HaRosh. Shachash Heviu Divir HaYerushalmi. Kosu B'komokom Lomdom Yerushalmi Zeh. Shema Yuperus Lefan Avadayt Al-Achol. Minatol Acham Mehem Biberich Alav. V'nafol Miyado V'nevad. Tzorach Baruch HaAcher Salat Per Shiyachol. V'yomar Baruch Shem. Ala Bracha Sha'asa Levatala. What do you mean, Ala Bracha Sha'asa Levatala? Yesh Omer M'shazeu La'achar Sha'amar Elokeinu Melech Olam. Aval Lo Omer Ala Baruch Ata Hashem. Yisayim V'yomar Lamdeni Chukecha. Kidei Shelo Yeh Kekori B'pasuk. Yemaz Kershim Shemayim Levatala. So we know that if you're running the risk of taking Hashem's name in vain, there are two alternatives that you can do in order to avoid it. One is sometimes we employ the old Baruch Shem, and other times we employ the old Lamdeni Chukecha. You see, Baruch Ata Hashem, Lamdeni Chukecha is a pasuk. Where do you know that pasuk from? Why are you familiar with that pasuk? When you make a siyum. When you make a siyum, in the text of the siyum, is that pasuk. Baruch Ata Hashem, Lamdeni Chukecha. You don't answer Amen when the Messiah gets up to that pasuk in the text of the siyum, because they're not saying it as a bracha, they're saying it as a pasuk. You don't say Amen at the end of a pasuk, you say Amen at the end of a bracha. So if all you said was Baruch Ata Hashem, but you didn't say Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, so the tikkun is, end that statement, Baruch Ata Hashem, the way you would the Pasuk, Lamdeni Chukecha, as if you're making a Heilig Asiyam right now, as if you're a Grace of Kanakar, being Misayim Shas. So you said Baruch Ata Hashem, and then you realize, I shouldn't make the Bracha. What do? You're mid-Bracha. End it, Lamdeni Chukecha. But if it's too late, because you already are way past where you can get in the Pasuk, Baruch Ata Hashem, and you've already said, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, so now you say, Baruch Shem Kod Machus Olam Va'ed, Ad Kan, these are the words of the Rosh. The Gam Lashem Shulchan Aruch, Kedivrei HaRosh, and the Shulchan Aruch is like the Rosh as well, who says, because you are Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatala, now you say Baruch Shem afterwards. Mashma, Shamiras Baruch Shem, Ein Atikun Gomer L'mashotzi B'Piv Baruch Levatala. Lachen Kasvar Rosh, Amar Shulchan Aruch, Hashotzi Shem Shemayim Levatala. So it's a Machlokas Rambam and Rosh, and that's the Chakira. When you say Baruch Shem after you made a bracha levatala, is the Baruch Shem making it that it wasn't a bracha levatala? Or no, it was a bracha levatala. Nebuch, you made a bracha levatala. You got one in the bad column. You made a bracha levatala. But Baruch Shem is a form of tshuva. Baruch Shem is a tikkun purta. It's a small tikkun you're making on the fact that you said a bracha levatala, azay is the chakira, and you can hang the chakira on being a machlokas Rambam and Rosh, in understanding the Yerushalmi. Va'ana da Amre, says Rav Avadi now. We who say de'ein ze muchrach sheish tikkun v'yesh takana shkasha ma baruch ata Hashem m'sayim l'mdeni chukecha ein ze tikkun el takana m'meila ein kan shum lasa dazkar shem Hashem l'batala v'yesh tikkun shomir z baruch shem. So Rav Avadi wants to say the two tzadim of this chakira is the difference between the ways you can avoid a bracha levatala. If you avoid it by ending the pasuk lamdeini chukecha, so you turned what was baruchat Hashem from a bracha into a pasuk, you ended it lamdeini chukecha, and that tak is a tikkun. Now it's not a bracha levatala bechlal. But if you got too deep into it and you said baruchat Hashem elokeinu melech haolam, too late to end it as a pasuk. Now the only way to repair it is by saying baruch shem. Now you can't do it as a tikkun. Now all you can hope for is a takana. What's a nafkamina? What's a nafkamina? Chakira without a nafkamina is nishken chakira. So what's a nafkamina, whether it's a tikkun or a takana? What's a nafkamina? Yes, perfect, beautiful, Shai. What's the nafkamina of whether it's a tikkun takana, whether it's a bracha levatala, but you're doing tshuva, or whether you undid it from being a bracha levatala altogether? What's a nafkamina? So here, he continues in the next piece. What happens? How long do you have to say baruch shem after you made the bracha levatala? Why is that a nafkamina? Because if saying baruch shem makes it undid the fact that you made a bracha levatala, that only works if you do it immediately. And that's how the Rambam understood it. Miyad. Immediately you have to say it. But if baruch shem says, no, you made a bracha levatala, it's too late, there's nothing you can do, but you can do tshuva now. How do you do tshuva? You took Hashem's name in vain. The best way to do tshuva is baruch shem kvod malchus olam va'ed, to praise Hashem's name. So then you could even do a lachar zman. It doesn't have to be immediately after. So Rav Avadya says that is a nafkamina between how you understand why baruch shem should help you after a bracha levatala. And as you can see, he goes along here. Here's a long time. Here's another nafkamina. Tau berach amacha b'tainas tzibur im yomer baruch shem. What happens if it's a fast day, but you forget it's a fast day? So you make a bracha. And right after you make the bracha, you're on the phone with someone, and you say, hold on 1 second, and you make a shahakol on your cup of coffee. And they say, what are you doing, cup of coffee? Today's Asar B'Teves. What are you doing? It's Tisha B'Av. What are you doing? You forgot. You made the cup of coffee, and you made the bracha. And in between the bracha and taking a sip of the coffee, whoever you were talking to on the phone says to you, what are you doing? Did you forget today's a fast day, a tainus? What do you do? Mashmi divrei hagaon hachazon ish, shehevin das harabim tzvirlei yamirz baruch shem takana gemura l'mashotzi shem shemayin l'batala. L'das mar l'shulchan aruch ein zu takana gemura. V'nafkamina mishata b'tani yisuberich al davar meichel. According to the Rambam, enoch anami lo yitam ha'machel, don't eat, say baruch shem, and you've undid the bracha l'batala. You don't have to eat in order for it to not be a bracha levatala. You could say baruch shem for it to not be a bracha levatala. Aval amay dekayim alon kedas mar shulchan aruch shein zatikun gomer. However, according to the shulchan aruch, like the rush, that it's not undoing the bracha levatala. No, it was a bracha levatala. However, you can do some tshuva on it. So then, better to avoid the bracha levatala by taking a little food on the tainus. So we saw two nafkaminas. Does baruch shem avoid a bracha levatala altogether, or no? Baruch Shem can't help you. It was a bracha levatala. What can Baruch Shem do? All Baruch Shem can do is help you do tshuva from it having been a bracha levatala. One nafkamina is, do you have to say Baruch Shem right away? And the second nafkamina is, would you eat if you made a bracha on a tainus in between the bracha and the, you realize there was a tainus in between? Would you eat in order to avoid it being a bracha levatala? Or can you simply say Baruch Shem in order for it to be a bracha levatala? And similarly, you have this nafkamina, another other, Anias Amin Achar Birchas Halab Rosh Chodesh Achar Brachas Nafashas Achar Kafe. Right here, Rav Avadya says, when you have a controversial bracha, should you answer Amen? Should a Svardi answer Amen? If the Svardi paskins you don't make that bracha, can you answer Amen? Goes back to the Ha'alaf of HaShlomo, goes back to the great Rav Shlomo Kluger's question. Can a Svardi answer Amen to that bracha? Svardim, I said, don't make a bracha on a minik. So Svardim, don't make bracha on Chatzi Hallel. So if a Svardi is davening among the Ashkenazim, and the Ashkenazi Chazan says, L'kros HaHallel, does the Sephardi answer Amen, or is it Amen Levatala? You saw Shlomo Kluger said, it's not a problem, it's a bona fide Amen. But Rav Avadya said, don't answer Amen after Amitzas Tefillin. So similarly, you wouldn't answer Amen after a bracha on a minag like Chatzi Halal, and also a bracha achrona on coffee, which is a whole other sugya. You have to drink an amount within an amount of time. When the coffee's hot, then you're not drinking that amount within that amount of time. So does it get a bracha achrona or not? So if you believe it shouldn't, should you answer someone else? If you paskin it shouldn't, should you answer amen after somebody else's bracha who believes you should? A further discussion in Rav Avadya. Now you don't have this in your source sheets, but I'll just read to you. In Halicha Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman also addresses this question. And he says the following. He says, when you put the tefillin shel Rosh on before Baruch Shem Kvod, you tighten it, and then you say, and then you say Baruch Shem. He says, Hamavarach Asher Rosh v'kodem shomer Baruch Shem, hutzrach lahafzik b'dagar acher. What happens if you make the Amitzah tefillin, and before you could say the Baruch Shem, now you're ready to answer Kaddish or Kedusha? So do you say Baruch Shem after you've answered Kaddish or Kedusha? That's Rav Shlomo Zalman's question. You said Amitzah tefillin, then you tighten the head tefillin, punkt! Right then, it's time to answer Kaddish or Kedusha. So you answer Kaddish or Kedusha before you said Baruch Shem. Do you say Baruch Shem now? So he says, no. Why? Because once you made the hefsik, nistalik meha'inyan shuvein tam la'omro. Once you stopped and answered Kaddish or Kedusha, Baruch Shem is not going to help you anymore. Avalim huftzak lahafsik la'miris amin yehesh me'rabba, efshad tov she'ichad b'zeh gam ala safik shal bracha levatala, v'nechsha b'kach ka'omer Baruch Shem. So if what you're answering between the almitzah's tefillin and when you would have said Baruch Shem is Yehesh Meir Abba, then have in mind the Yehesh Meir Abba is taking place of Baruch Shem. Normally you say Baruch Shem after the Amitzah Tefillin to hedge, but if at the moment that you tighten the head tefillin, you're up to Yehesh Meir Abba, so then say Yehesh Meir Abba instead of Baruch Shem, and have in mind that the Yehesh Meir Abba is playing the role of what otherwise normally would be the Baruch Shem. What's that all about?
As I thought, what about Maidim de Rabbanon, Rabbi?
What do you mean?
If you have to say Maidim de Rabbanon in between head and arm.
Oh, would you answer? Yeah, I think you would answer probably Maidim de Rabbanon also. Sure. Kaddish, Kedusha, probably Maidim de Rabbanon. Answer Amen of Shema Koleinu, Amen of Atta Kaddosh, the significant.
Then do you say Baruch Shem?
No, any time that you were mistalik me'ainyan, you've already tightened the head filling, you made the bracha, and now there was a barrier of time, you wouldn't go back to say Baruch Shem. But Rav Shlomo Zalman says, but if what you're answering is Yehesh Meir Abba, have in mind that that is the Baruch Shem. V'av shebalav hachi chayv ba'mir samin Yehesh Meir Abba, mikom okar rezo l'kan l'kan. And the same Yehesh Meir Abba can count as your, the same Yehesh Meir Abba can count as your answer to Kaddish, and can count as your hedge for your Al-Mitzvah tefillin. It can do both. So what's working over here? How is that working? So you can imagine, based on what we said, Rav Shlomo Zalman in the footnote quotes a similar lamdus that Rav Avadya quoted. He quotes the Rambam, that Ein Baruch Shem Me'ein HaBracha L'Tikun L'Chil Shanasa Yado, and so on and so forth. So how exactly does Baruch Shem work? If Baruch Shem works to remove a Bracha L'Batala, versus Baruch Shem is the tikkun and the tshuva for having made the bracha levatala, but it doesn't pay to go back to it afterwards once you had a break from it, and something else can count as that tshuva. If Baruch Shem is working somehow to undo it being a bracha levatala, then dafke you have to say Baruch Shem. But if it's that you're doing tshuva by promoting God's name some other way, Yehesh Shmei Rabba Mavarach should be able to work that way as well. So a similar lumdus and a similar chakira about how it would work, this two understandings between the Rambam and the Rosh, between the Mechaber and others. Rav Asher Weiss in his Minchas Asher and Pashas Yisro also has the same Chakira about Baruch Shem, and there he quotes it as a Machlokas between the Rambam and the Tur. This Chakira, how does Baruch Shem work? Does it help you make it that it wasn't a Bracha Levatala? Or no, you can't do that. It was a Bracha Levatala. It just allows you to do Tshuva for the Bracha Levatala. Okay, so far we saw there's a Machlokas Rambam and Bahag. Is Tefillin one mitzvah or two? We also saw Machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Do you make one bracha or two? The Rashba says the two machloksim are linked. If it's one mitzvah, you make one bracha. If it's two mitzvahs, you make two brachas. How do we paskin? The Mechaber, Sfaradim paskin one bracha. Ashkenazim follow the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. The Rosh, we make two brachos. Where does Baruch Shem come in? The Rama says it's a good idea. The Aruch HaShulchan has his creative reason because of Kabbalah Sol Machlus Shemayim. But the standard reason is it's a way of hedging. How does the hedging work? Either the hedging works that it makes it that it wasn't a Bracha Levatala altogether, or the hedging works that it is a Bracha Levatala, but you can do some healthy tshuva after the Bracha Levatala. Okay? Adkan, what we saw so far last week and this week. Rav Asher, there's a small pamphlet he has on tefillin. Maybe it appears in one of the other published works since then too, but I have some of his early pamphlets that his kolo put out, and Darche Hora it's called, and in it he has a sugya here, Im tefillin shel yad shel rosh, mitzvah achas or shtei mitzvos. Is it one mitzvah or is it two mitzvos. He quotes many of the makoros that we already saw. And for the sake of time, we're going to move past it, but I encourage you to read it on your own. Okay. Good. Instead, I want to see a piece by Rav Schechter. And Rav Schechter is addressing the following question. And this is the question that we left off from last time, which is, I understand Rashi. If the Tefillin She'ad and Tefillin She'rosh are one mitzvah, then you make one bracha. I even understand Rashi that if you spoke between them, so you therefore broke up the two parts of the mitzvah, the second part needs a new bracha. Good, shine. I understand Rabbeinu Tam, to understand that it's two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of the arm tefillin and a mitzvah of the head tefillin, and each one demands and deserves its own bracha. What I don't understand is, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you speak between the arm and the head, you have to go back and make not only the al mitzvah tefillin on the head, you have to go back and also now say a lehaniach on the head in addition to the al mitzvah tefillin on the head. That I don't understand. How does that make sense? If it's two separate mitzvahs and lehaniach goes on the arm, then and al mitzvah goes on the head, why, if when I speak between the two, do I have to repeat the lehaniach so that both the lehaniach and the al mitzvahs are now going on the head? Everyone understands the question? That part of Rabbeinu Tam I don't understand, but I do appreciate those who just shook their head to let me know that you understand the question. So let's see how Rav Schechter addresses this. It's in a Sefer Eretz HaTzvi in Simen Gimel, in paragraph Tezayin. HaTaisis Brachos, Asher Kitshano Kots, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, Aminech Tven Sharosh Levad, V'Varach Shtayim Asher Rosh Levad, V'U Pele. And Rabbeinu Tam says this, by the way, not just if you speak between, but let's say that you're only able to wear the head tefillin. A person has no arms, chas v'shalom. A person's gangrene paralyzed in their arm, chas v'shalom. They're unable to wear the tefillin shel yad. All they can wear are the tefillin shel rosh. Rabbeinu Tam holds that if all you can wear is the tefillin shel rosh, then you make tzvei brachas on the tefillin shel rosh. You say two brachas. V'hu pela, heichen matzinu mitzvah shemavarchan ala shtei brachas. V'chein tam ha'agra, v'biru l'arachayim. So Rav Schechter quotes the Gra, who says, when do we ever find you make two brachas on one mitzvah? That the Shorosh is more elevated than the Shoyad. The Shoyad, all four Parshas appear in one box. The Shorosh, the four Parshas, each get their own box. Moreover, the Shorosh has the Shin, insignia. The Shin is built into the leather of the Shorosh. We saw in the Daf a few weeks ago that it makes it, halacha l'moshe b'Sinai, very significant. The shin is in the box itself. So therefore, the al mitzvahs, the higher mit bracha, you're making on the shorosh. So how do you understand Rabbeinu Tam? If the two separate mitzvahs, then each one should get its own bracha. Why, if all you can wear is the shorosh, do you make two brachas? Vanir lomar b'bir shittas Rabbeinu Tam, says Rav Schechter, I'd like to suggest the following. Da'af b'mitzvahs mila matzinu kein. That it's not true there's no other mitzvah that will have two brachas. There is a mitzvah that has two brachas. What is that mitzvah? The mitzvah of Mila. Shemavarach shtei brachas achad mitzvah. Hamoah mavarach ala Mila. The Moal, right before he slices and dices, says, Ashikashon mitzvah tzivanu al hamila. And then, over lasiyasan, and then he does the cut. And what happens right away? The Moal turns to the father and grunts, nu, nu, nu. And the rabbi shows the father and the sitter. And the Avi Aben mavarach lachnisa bevrisa shel Avram Avinu. So we have two brachos on one mitzvah. And even there, in Perek Beleza de Mila, the Tosfos Rid asks, why are we making two brachas on one mitzvah? So we have two mitzvahs, bris and tefillin, that I see two brachas, two anomalies. Normally one mitzvah gets one bracha. And here I have two examples of one mitzvah getting two brachas. Ubebir in yishtei brachos, shev mitzvahs mila, near the farsha pitevere at Tosfos Pesachim, Rabbeinu Tam says the bracha lachniso is dafka said after the mila. It's not said over lasiyasan. It's not said beforehand. Why? Alzos hanasa achshav, because you're making a bracha on what was just accomplished. A moment ago, this little baby was an orel. And because you've removed the atara, niskala, atara, you removed the foreskin, now he becomes gamalt. And you're making a bracha, mishabeach umod de l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a birchas ha-mitzvah that's done before the mitzvah. It's a birchas ha-odah, shevach va-odah. You're praising and thanking Hashem. Oh, ala mila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you that we were able to just do this mila. Thank you that we just ushered another child into tachas kanfei ashchina. V'tiknua kan legalos ladir shezu amila nas l'shem yotzreinu v'lo l'shem avodah zarah. Says Rabbeinu Tam, why do we make the second bracha? It's a birchas hashevach. Lest you think we're some idolater, some barbaric, trying to mutilate a child, chas v'shalom, to some pagan idol. No. The reason we did this bris is l'achnisa l'brisa shel Avram Avinu. V'ein tzarech l'varach over l'asiyas and l'b'makom shorosa mitzvah m'varach. When does the bracha need to take place before? When it's a birchas hamitzvah. But if it's not a birchas hamitzvah, it's a birchas hashevach v'hodah, it's a bracha of praise and gratitude, then a davka is not before, but it comes when? Afterwards. As a observation on what just took place. Avakashem avarach acher lo. However, Rabbeinu Tam says, oh, that's true when the moel is making one bracha and the father is making another. But if somebody else is making the bracha, then you don't. V'teta shari birchas erison enam avarach ala acher erison. Now, birchas erison is said when and how. Here Rabbeinu Tam says Birchas Erison is said after the Erison. We don't do that. We say it over Las Yasan, the Masada condition, either on behalf of the Chasan or representing himself, depending on how you understand the nature of Birchas Erison, which we've spoken about. And we mentioned the third volume of Yadrim just came out. My article in the first volume of Yadrim was about Birchas Erison. So Birchas Erison, at least Rabbeinu Tam says, is done after. V'tazli yordei nira, shehevi mekavanas Rabbeinu Tam, de birchas erison, v'chein birchas lachnisa, enam b'chla birchas hamitzos, ela birchas sheva v'hodayahin, v'ashah keim, m'meila lo b'inam b'hushi yivarach over las yasan, de birchas sheva v'hodayah, l'shach klazak kol ikar. So Rabbeinu Tam understands that what lachnisa b'virsa sh'am avinu and the brach of erison have in common is, neither are a birchas hamitzvah, they are both a birchas sheva v'hodayah, and therefore they can take place after, not before. Sorry. Uve'emes. But birchas erison hayam makom lomar kein, v'chlal in a birchas ha-mitzvah. Apidivere ha-rosh, to birchas erison in a birchas ha-mitzvah, ki piri v'riv yikim ha-mitzvah, v'mlokach pilagash v'kim piri v'riv yikim ha-mitzvah, v'kim piri v'riv isha. So the whole sugi over there is a big machlok, it's a Rambam and Rosh. Is birchas erison a birchas ha-mitzvah or birchas shevach? Is the chassan doing a mitzvah by getting married and he makes a bracha on that mitzvah, but just to not embarrass the chassanim who won't know the bracha, we do it through a shliach, namely the officiating rabbi. That's the opinion of the Rambam. Or the Rosh says, no, there's no mitzvah to get married. The mitzvah is, piri v'rivya, to have a child. You could have a child with a concubine, a pilegesh, whom you never married. So therefore, birchas erison is a birchas shevach, it's not a birchas ha-mitzvah. One nafkamina is who gets to choose the Masada Kedushin. If you believe it's a birchas ha-mitzvah, so the chassan chooses the Masada Kedushin. Why? Because he's acting as a shliach on behalf of the chassan to say the bracha. If you assume it's a birchas shevach v'hodah, so really it's the audience. The Masada Kedushin is saying the bracha on behalf of all those who are gathered, which hopefully is more than 10 in a backyard. It's been on behalf of all those who are gathered. And who is the one paying for the meal for all those who are gathered? At least it was until recently. It is the Kala's family. Maybe she gets to choose. The Kala's family gets to choose the Masada Kedushin. The Chena notices Kena Ailanus Akara. The Rosh points out that you make a birchas erison even if the chas and the groom is marrying a postmenopausal woman or a infertile woman. Mivarech birchas chasanim. You still make the bracha. Vein chiyah b'mitzvah zu. Shein b'kiyah mitzvah peri v'rivya. U'brachos zun iskana las yeshevah l'kodesh baruch hu. So according to the Rosh, certainly the birchas erison is not a birchas ha-mitzvah. It's a birchas shevach v'hoda'ah. And so you have the bracha of lachnisa b'virso shav mavino and birchas erison. They can both be done after, not before, because neither is a birchas ha-mitzvah. Both are birchas shevach v'hoda'ah. Ava birchas lachnisa eino nir lomar ken klal. Shrei nisa bracha k'tzor shlo shav ha-mamash l'chol shav brachas ha-mitzvah. D'mavarchem b'zeh ashik shom nesavet zivanu lachnisa b'virso shav mavino. U'midisarif arbeinu tam shtei brachas lo ha-dadi birchas erison and birchas lachnisa mashma pipshuto d'chad taim l'travayu b'mesh ashtem n'arim l'achar asiyasan. So therefore, if Shechter is going to reject the Taz understands that Rabbeinu Tam believes that both birchas bracha on a bris and a bracha of erison are both bracha shevach v'hodaya and not a birchas ha-mitzvah. And that's why both can be done afterwards and don't have to be done before. But if Shechter doesn't like that, why? Because the bracha lachnisa b'virso shav mavinu begins ashik rishon mitzvah v'tzivanu. So does birchas erison for that matter. V'tzivanu ala rayos v'hitolano sanasuos. So therefore, if Shechter is going to give a different answer, and based on the explanation he'll give, how do you understand Rabbeinu Tam when it comes to the bracha of Lachnisa and the Birchas Erisin, he will extend that to also apply to how to understand why Rabbeinu Tam says you make two brachas on Tefillin Shorosh by reinterpreting the second bracha, Al Mitzvah Tefillin, by reinterpreting Lachnisa, by reinterpreting the Birchas Erisin, and the explanation to all three is really very beautiful, and I would encourage you to tune in 1 week from today in order to get the answer. And with that, we'll finish this section, Mirtz Hashem on Tefillin, next week. Thank you so much. Wishing everyone a wonderful Yontif. Stay safe and stay well. Shkoyach.